sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, March 24th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Don't send me any links or videos during the show. Please send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the air, and I'll be able to watch them and look at them, check them all out. I do look at everything you guys send to me. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Very interesting weekend. Finally, getting the word out about the radio station. Six people texted me during the weekend listening to the repeat of Friday's show, asking me for rear window stickers, both for the radio station and for DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. We have those, about 100 of those that we're sending out. Six people saw rear window stickers, checked out the websites, checked out the apps. One said they were listening on the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com, said they were listening to Friday's show. They heard about stickers. They saw other stickers as they were driving and asked me to send them rear window stickers so they can get one on their vehicle as well. We're down to about the last 100. We got a bunch of requests from Friday's show that went out Saturday's mail. And we have others that are requesting them over the weekend. Those are going to the post office today. Even though winter's back, woke up this morning to an absolutely winter wonderland. About 3-4 inches of snow on the driveway. Trees are hanging with snow. And Tigers are starting to play baseball this week against L.A. Dodgers. Opening up out in sunny, beautiful L.A., California. So, God, anytime you're ready, we're sick of snow. We want our spring to start. Let's get back to melting this snow and giving us dry roads, and let's get on with it. We're ready for spring. Absolutely want spring here now, Lord Jesus, please. Sick and tired of shoveling snow. But that's okay. We'll get through it. Everything will be great. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Missy will be joining us in the second hour. We have a great conversation topic for you today from 10 to 10:30. And then from 11, 11:30, Brig Hart is going to be joining me. And we've got some exciting news for you guys to hear about. We're so excited. Many of you checked out rickhughesministries.org website. Many of you listened to the Flatline, Forward Line of Troops Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8. A lot of people said they listened as they were getting ready for church. Didn't even know the show was on Sunday mornings. So they tuned it in. And one of those listeners, Mark Eby at Castle Rock up in St. Ignace, well, he said, we're going to start listening every Sunday morning as we get ready to go to our church. Perfect, perfect, perfect way to do it. So again, if you'd like information, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K, and I'll send you a screenshot of his website, his email address, phone number, mailing address, all of it. Just text me Rick for rickhughesministries.org. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Got a couple of text messages. People texted me, Rick. I sent them back the screenshot. One text message came in. George up in Rudyard. Randy, I'm sorry I didn't hear Friday's show. Could you explain what the flat line, Rick Hughes, what you're talking about? 7:30 to 8 on Sunday mornings, for a few years now, actually, ever since George Ranville put us together, introduced me to Rick Hughes, had a phone conversation with him, listened to a few of his podcasts. We decided to offer him 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings as a time slot. He became a sponsor of the show of the radio station. And as a result, we've been carrying that show every Sunday in that time slot for a few years now. January of this year, after I was on the radio New Year's Day, I didn't take the day off like most talk show hosts. I did a show. I talked about the plan for 2025. The battle plan preparing us for next year, 2026 election. Laid it all out. Spelled it out. Told everybody what we were doing. You need to save roughly about $500 for this year so that you can attend these events. Sheboygan County Reagan Day Dinner is going to be on May 3rd. Nona Lisa Restaurant there in Mackinac City. We've got the Fun Shoot Pig Roast this year, Saturday, August 23rd, the fourth Saturday in August in Central Lake. We've got all kinds of events where we're going to party, we're going to have fun, we're going to basically take this year off from dealing with campaign, door knocking, phone calls, putting up signs, getting out the vote. Basically, that's what we're going to do. Well, I got a letter in the mail from Rick Hughes. It was the first week in January. And he said, Randy, I'm sorry. We're just not getting response. We're not getting any interaction with your radio station's people. We're going to stop sponsoring your show. We're going to stop sending you a check every 3 months, and no hard feelings, but we're just not getting the response. And then it came to me, it made me realize that I've been so focused in 2024 on the November 5th election, Donald Trump for president, tried to get Mike Rogers across the finish line against Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate. Wanted to make sure that we got Vicky elected as Antrim County Clerk here in our county. Totally, totally realized that I had not focused on God. Well, that same couple of days when I got that letter from Rick, a little bit of a slap in the face, made me realize that I wasn't mentioning and promoting his godly show, The Flatline, 7:30 to 8 on Sundays. We got the bad news from Vicky's doctors that she had to have a double mastectomy. We'd been fighting breast cancer for decades, left breast, right breast, lumpectomies. We've been with mammographies and checkups every 6 months. And finally, it had spread to both breasts, and the tumors were large enough, big enough, that they couldn't save her breasts. The doctor looked at me and said, Randy, it's time. Vicky, it's time. So on January 23rd, she had a double mastectomy, brought her home from the hospital over the weekend, was recovering. Things were going pretty well. She was getting her strength back. A week later, January 30th, she had a heart attack. Rushed her to the hospital in an ambulance. She had another cardiac event in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. It was in a whiteout snowstorm. Couldn't even see US 31. Took us an hour and a half to drive, normally a half hour drive to Munson's emergency room. Took us an hour and a half to get there. The ambulance was doing about 15, 20 miles an hour right down the middle of the road because we couldn't even see the shoulders. Plow trucks hadn't been out yet. While treating her for the heart attack, the catheter, the angioplasty balloon medical treatment that she went through, the cardiologist, while in there looking around, saw a lump on her left lung. What's this? So after the heart procedure, she's in the hospital. They took her downstairs. We did a biopsy of the lungs tumor, very small, stage one, about the size of a pea. Found out that it was a different type of cancer, not like the breast cancer. It had metastasized on the lung. It was a standalone lung cancer cell. Now we've been through advice from the oncologist at Munson. The radiologist has got plans for her after tomorrow's procedure. Tomorrow, she will be going back into the hospital, taking the day off. The cardiologist is going to be adding a fourth stent and cleaning out one other stent that she didn't get to previously. And then her heart will be fully treated. No blockages. Blood flow is normal. Blood pressure is good. Resting heart rate is good. But she's got to go in tomorrow to finish up this last procedure on the heart. Next week, starting on April 2nd, she starts with 5 doses every other day for radiation on the lung cancer. So it's kind of interesting timing. I get this letter from Rick Hughes that I'm not doing my job promoting his show to you guys, getting you to listen Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8 on the radio station, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two websites, the two phone apps. You're not asking him to mail you books for free. You're not asking him to mail you book markers, palm cards, DVDs, all for free. He wants to give this stuff away. He's been doing this for over 20 years on the radio. He's on hundreds of stations across the United States, and we're just not getting the information out to you guys. At the same time, getting me to pray more for my wife than I have the entire 40 years we've been married. The month of January and February, and so far the month of March. So I said, you know what? I'm going to dedicate promoting his show. I'm going to dedicate myself to getting this information out to you guys, because he is a godly man, in my opinion, very strong in scripture, wanting you to develop a personal relationship with God and find out what is it your plan is. What is God's plan for you? Is this it? We're all busy. We're working. We're doing our businesses. We're in our relationships. Is this all there is to our life? Or does he have something else in store for us that we haven't realized yet? We didn't listen to him. Maybe, perhaps, he wants us to do certain things and be involved in certain activities and be part of a certain cause to see what we truly need to do based on his plan for us, not our plan for us. So if listening to his show, if getting his books, if getting his palm cards helps you, number one, develop a personal relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, and to ask for forgiveness of your sins, to be born again in the Holy Spirit, and to lead your life according to what he wants for you as opposed to what you want for you. Because I think that was the direction I was going, and I got wrapped up in all this political stuff from last year that I didn't stop and actually focused on what I should be focused on. Well, I can tell you, the letter from Rick Hughes Vicky's health issues was a major slap in my face. It absolutely woke me up. And as a result, I'm hoping to wake you guys up so that you don't have to go through the things that I went through this year, what Vicky's gone through this year, what we're currently dealing with. And don't get me wrong, she's totally fine. She's back to work today. She was at her office at 9 o'clock this morning. She's going to work all day. I made her lunch. I started her Jeep. I cleared off the snow. I shoveled the driveway, heated up her car for her, and she drove off to go to work. But the thing of it is this. What if there's more? What if there's something else that you're supposed to be doing in your life, participating in, being involved in, being engaged in, to not only improve your life, but the life of your family, your friends, your community? Do you know what that is? I don't know what it is for you. I don't even know what it is for me yet. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do this year. I've been told, I believe, I've been led to put out this plan for us to prepare for battle for next year, politically speaking. I believe that this upcoming election year for our state, not for the country, for our state, is critically important. If we don't get the right governor, if we don't get the right state senators elected to take back the majority in the state Senate, if we don't get a U.S. senator to finally represent our state, 50-50 split division state according to the qualified voter files based on results. Donald Trump only won Michigan, folks, by 80,000 votes. A state of just under 10 million people voting in a presidential election, and he only wins our state by 80,000. That's pretty divided. Since we're divided, shouldn't we have one U.S. Senator Democrat, one U.S. Senator Republican? That would be fair. Why is it that we have continually lost the U.S. Senate race? Well, I believe it's because we didn't have the right candidate. People weren't excited. People weren't motivated. Donald Trump wins Michigan, but Mike Rogers loses. Why is that? Obviously, he wasn't our guy. People weren't excited about him. As a result, he lost. This next year, folks, something is happening that hasn't happened in the state of Michigan since the 1880s. In the midterm election of governor, we also have not only an open governor's race, we have an open U.S. Senate race. And I think God wants us to prepare for it, be led to pick and vet and nominate the right candidates and take back our state. Fix Michigan in 2026. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.